This is Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground with today's law-related thing that sucks. The law-related thing that sucks for April 25th, 2005? My podcast about this podcast. Everyone knows that podcasters, no matter what their topic, would really rather be talking about something else, themselves. For podcasters, this necessarily means that they also want to be talking about their podcast. When it happens, it could mean the podcaster has run out of interesting things to talk about, but not always. It can also mean that he's fallen in love with the sound of his own voice, because, be honest, who wouldn't fall in love with that voice? But no matter what the cause of podcasting introspection, there's only one result: the podcast about the podcast. How can you spot the podcast about the podcast? Here are some tips. First, the podcast about the podcast will contain some gratuitous references to the podcaster's audience. I know I have an audience, a big audience. It's growing every day. By the way, have I thanked you all personally for taking the time to listen to my law-related things that suck? There are a lot of podcasts out there, but you've chosen to listen to mine. Thanks a lot. You must really, really like me. Second, the podcast about the podcast will also contain some discussion about the development and growth of podcasting. Here's what I know about podcasting. It's a phenomenon. Everyone is either doing it or will be doing it, sometime within the next 10 years, and as long as nothing better comes along. Third, the podcast about the podcast will contain some discussion about the podcaster's podcasting setup. Personally, I use an old cassette recorder attached with a string to a tin can. As a result of an old football injury, I can open my neck from my collarbone to about my chin, and I set the tin can on a shelf inside my neck on a space near my larynx. It's probably too complicated for most people. What podcasting really needs is a simple method of making podcasts with just a push of a button. If I ever think of one, I'll sell it to you and make lots of money. Fourth, the podcast about the podcast will contain many uses of the word podcast, or podcaster, or podcasting, or some variation thereof, sometimes 5 times in a single sentence, or 45 times in a single 4.5-minute recording. How do I know? Because I counted. Fifth, the podcast about the podcast will contain some discussion about the host's dream of corporate sponsorship. Personally, I'm involved in some high-level, extraordinarily secret talks with Microsoft, and with Apple, and with IBM, and with Intuit, and with a company that makes airline barf bags. I think it's the airline company I'm going to decide to go with, and when I do, I'm going to tell you more about airline barf bags than you ever wanted to know, and I'm going to get rich doing it. So, does the podcast about the podcast suck? Maybe so, maybe not. But everyone's doing it, which means it must be cool. The podcast about the podcast also allows you to mention other podcasters, some of whom must be household names in households somewhere, certainly in their own household, for example. And when you're a podcaster too, you're all like first cousins. Who are some of my first cousins of podcasting? Well, there's Michael Gohagan of Real Reviews. Hi, Michael. And there's Michael Butler of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. Guns N' Roses rules, dude. And there's Don and Drew. Hi, Don. Hi, Drew. Even Adam Curry is a podcasting cousin of mine. Did I tell you that one of my early podcasts was featured on Adam Curry's show? Well, it was, and I feel compelled to tell you about it. After all, this is my podcast about my podcast. And that's also why it contains Adam Curry's name 3 times. Who's Adam Curry, you ask? Man, you're so uncool. 4 times. Finally, the podcast about the podcast is, generally speaking, quite boring. Are you bored now? I think you probably are, which is why this podcast about my own law-related podcast has been today's law-related thing that sucks. Did I mention Adam Curry? He rules. For more legal education, visit legalunderground.com, the weblog that asks, why are lawyers so stuffy?